Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
So it is 10 years since the civil war began in Syria. The conflict has resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths. Many of those are children. Hurling star Joe Canning travelled to the war-torn country in 2017 and the experience really stayed with him. He joins us now. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. So you travelled to Syria with UNICEF. Can you start by telling me how you became an ambassador for them? How did that all happen?
Yeah, it was back in 2010 through the GPA, the Gaelic Players Athletic Association and UNICEF. And we just got kind of involved through that and went on a trip the following year to Swaziland, myself and Dermot Early, former Kildare footballer. So we ended up in Swaziland and just continued from there then over the past 10 years, I suppose, being an ambassador and traveling to different locations. And the last one I was on was, as you mentioned, Syria a couple of years ago. So, yeah, we've seen some dramatic stuff over the years.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, how did your family respond to you going to a war-torn country? Were they worried?
I don't know, really. I don't know, really. I suppose the year before that, in late 2016, we visited Gaziantep on the Turkish-Syrian border, and we saw refugee camps there. So I had a kind of an idea of what was going on, obviously not in Syria, but the people that left Syria seeking refuge. So to actually go the following year then into Aleppo and see the devastation that was causing people to leave their country and seek refuge was something to behold, all right. So
let's talk about that for a second, because I mean, we've seen horrific images from Syria, Aleppo, as you mentioned there in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, once you were there, can you talk to me about what you encountered?
To be straight up, it was like a movie scene. Like if you see buildings, I suppose there was pictures of me over there and at that time, and there was just buildings like demolished from the war, and people displaced, kids with nowhere to go, no homes, and it just gave a perspective on, like, I suppose the biggest way I could have put it was I had nieces at home, Lily and Iola, who were they're 5 and 6 at the moment and in school, and to think about if they were here and, like, kids over there don't have clean running water, don't have warm clothes, they didn't have education, they didn't have a home, they didn't have brothers, sisters. So if you put it in perspective of actually putting it into your own life and imagining my two nieces without any of that, and they're lucky enough here to have all that, the things we take for granted, basically. So that really hit home hard for me. And that was the thing that I found the hardest, that we're very lucky here in Ireland to actually have those things taken for granted.
It must have given you an awful dose of perspective, it sounds like, you know, when you see these things. I mean, we hear about it, we read about it, but to be there, Joe, is, I'd say it had a profound effect. Between 2014 and 2019 alone, 5,427 children were killed. I mean, that is very hard to process. Can you talk to me about Noor, the child you encountered? I know she had an impact on you, didn't she?
Yeah, because she was a little girl we met. And it was going back to my nieces. She was around the same age at the time of them. And the fact is, they don't actually know what age she actually is, because they found her under rubble, mentally and physically not in good shape. And she, at the start, she wasn't interacting with anybody, very quiet. She could only say mama, dada, and nobody came for her, to be honest. Nobody came to the center to say that they were her parents or her brothers or sisters or relatives. So she lost everything. Like, she'll never know what day her birthday is. She can't celebrate her 6th, 7th, 8th birthday as a kid. And, like, so that kind of stuff is pretty hard to comprehend.
Do we know what happened to that little girl, or where she is now?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah, they looked after, and she has a family now that she can call a family, I suppose. They looked after her in the centre, and that's the work we do with UNICEF. We have people on the ground that will look after children who, and try and give them an education and a future. And that's all you can ask. If they have opportunities like we have here, that's what we try and do with UNICEF. And we have people working on the ground there, and they're under severe pressure at the moment because, there's nearly twice the population of Ireland of children. 7.5 million children are in need in this crisis. So if you think about it, it's huge. And that's only a couple of hours away in a plane from here. And as you said, we read about this, but it's real life. Some people kind of look over it, and I've done it myself in the past. But when you see the work that the people, our colleagues of UNICEF, do on the ground, it really makes you stand in awe of the work they do.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems crazy. I mean, they to look after over 7 million children, it seems near impossible, and they're doing the best they can. I suppose being there, hearing gunshots, seeing these kids, hearing these stories, seeing it for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would cope with that. I mean, how were you, Joe, when you came home?
It was strange. Like, you'd be like, when we were over there, yeah, we were hearing the gunshots. We saw smoke from a bomb that was let off over there. Like, kids collect gunshot shells, like bullet shells, for instead of collecting, like, I don't know, LOL dolls and stuff like that. Do you know? That's the scary thing. Yeah, it does have an effect on me still. I feel very privileged and honored to actually see it and tell people the story about it at the same time, and try and help them as best I can. And that's a thing that I want to try and still do, is and try and help them. And people can do that by donating on unicef.ie, and that's where you'll do something.
Help.
You'll help, exactly.
What's the situation now? Joe, what's going on now?
It's still war. It's really bad at the moment. Even in the last couple of months, it's their winter, so it's really cold. Kids are unfortunately dying. Even in January alone, 15 children were killed, 15 more injured. So, it's still pretty bad. It's still pretty bad.
And the work of UNICEF, it's so vital. Firstly, what does it mean for you to be an ambassador?
I suppose it's an honour.
Yeah.
We work in 190 countries across the world. So for us to work with children and mothers as well, and try and help them have a future, that's what it's all about. It's about helping other people, because we are very privileged here, and I know it's tough with COVID-19 and stuff like that, but imagine how people are trying to cope in a war-torn country, that don't have the education, the water, the sanitization, the hygiene that we have here. So it's obviously way more hard for them. So if I can help in any way, and by speaking about it, I think I try and help as much as I can, and help UNICEF to help the people over there.
And how can we help?
You can just log on to unicef.ie, and everything is there. You can donate and help the children. Small things like a winter pack that kids can have, a scarf, a hat, a warm jumper, boots, just to keep them warm. That simple little things like that we probably take for granted here. So, yeah, if people can just log on to unicef.ie and donate as much as they can, you'll save lives.
And it's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yep.
You will literally save lives. Joe Canning, thank you so much for coming on the show and bringing some much needed awareness and just the reality to those pictures we see all the time. And I wish you the very best of luck, and thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers.
Thanks Joe. There we go. That is Joe Canning. Like you said, go to unicef.ie. Your donation today will make a real and lasting difference to a child's life. As Joe said, from nutrition to education, emergency response to development work, your support will change a child's life and help build a better world for everyone.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.